Big game coming tomorrow night against Vandy. Both of us are fighting for a win. Playing at home again is important that we take care of our business at home. I think we're playing well. Hopefully we can continue to build on it and get better.
Bill, I don't want to oversimplify things, but is the key to victory against Vanderbilt just preventing them from having a big game from the three-point range?
Yeah, they're a really good three-point team. This is three juniors and two seniors. They've played a lot of games. Cornette has been a guy that's given us a lot of problems in the past, and Fisher Davis and Riley LaChance are playing really good. And so we've got to be able to go out on the floor. Our post guys are going to have to go out on the floor and defend the three-point line.
And as he's shooting baskets behind you, can we expect to see DJ tomorrow night?
We're hoping he'll be able to play. He hadn't been through a full practice yet. Today will tell us a lot. We would like to think that he's going to be able to play, but we'll know a little bit more this afternoon and maybe tomorrow.
Did Chasey work his way back into the starting lineup, or do you like bringing him off
the
bench?
We'll make a decision tomorrow. You know, we're not going to give Vandy any clues on what we're going to start, but our lineup's been good. The starting lineup's been good, but JC's playing well. He's a senior, and it's good to start seeing him play like a senior.
Can you just talk about this kind of like being the second half of SEC, what you guys need to do, how important this is for you, this stretch here, especially with games that you say now you can win these games.
Well, you got to win your home games, you know. So we have an advantage of playing at home against a Vanderbilt team coming off a good win. They just beat Iowa State. I thought our league represented itself well this week. We would have liked to win, but. You know, you got to play this time of year. The last, we got 9, 10 conference games left right now, so every one of them is big, especially with the slow start.
Do you feel like this is a stretch for you guys where you can really, you know, pick up some good wins and get some confidence going into the second portion?
You know, with our team, it's always just one day at a time, so we're really focused on beating Vandy. You win that game, it gives you the best chance to win the next game. We're playing better, you know, and that's our point. This time of the year, you want to start playing your best basketball, and hopefully we're getting there.
Speaking about playing better, turnovers, I know still quite a few against West Virginia, but that's a team that's going to be creating a lot for you. It's probably going to be the hardest team you face in that regard. So how's that part of the game getting better?
We got to get better and take care of the ball. You know, we still had too many turnovers. I don't care where you're playing, and that was a tough environment, but we had way too many turnovers. I thought if we could have cut that down to – we said 18 against them would be a pretty good number, and that would have given us a true chance to win. I thought cutting it to 6 twice was – we could never creep right back into it because we'd turn the ball over or we missed an opportunity around the basket, and that's one thing we haven't done. We got to get the back finishing around the basket.
Talk about Tyler's effort over there in West Virginia with the 18 rebounds.
Yeah.
That's like, I mean, more than he's had all year.
He's played 36 minutes. You know, he stayed out of foul trouble. The way they played, you know, we were able to push him all the way down at the end of the press, and so he was in position to use his size. And he still turned the ball over too many times, but he's making his free throws, which I thought he'd be a good free throw shooter this year. He's starting to make them, and so he's playing well. And Admon, I mean, can you say he's playing 40 minutes a game and probably played three of his better games all year, especially at Ole Miss and against West Virginia.
How important is it to get Robert kind of back on the horse after last game?
Real important. He's starting to get used to playing more minutes. He's banged up a little bit. He's had some tight back issues, and so this is new territory for him, you know. But he's a weapon out there, and he missed some shots that he usually doesn't miss, but. You know, West Virginia, you got to give them credit. That's not an easy place to play, and they were real physical also.
Are losses just losses, or do you take any moral victories from against these highly ranked teams this year?
It's really not a whole lot good about losing to West Virginia. If you have ever been to Morgantown, West Virginia, it would be great to win there. But I will say we had a couple of guys get better. But we haven't had everybody play well. We've got some guys that can play better. And the only good thing is we didn't play bad, you know, but we're disappointed. We expect to have our program at a level now to where we go win games like that.
What did Vanderbilt do, being at home, but Vanderbilt won at Florida just a little while ago. What did they do at Florida that made them dangerous and what you've got to stop?
They really can shoot the three. You know, they shoot the ball so well. Cornette and Fisher Davis and LaChance and the subs they got coming in are capable for beating you from the 3-point line. And then we got to score. You know, that's, you look at the last five, you take the last 5 minutes against West Virginia out of the first half, we went to the segment where we didn't score. Against Vandy, you know, we've got an advantage inside. They're going to play some zone, going to pack it in. We're going to have to get shots at the basket and score some points.
But they are a team that will give up some points, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, but that can be said about a lot of people.
They're not going to be in their face.
It's going to be. They're going to change defenses on us. They'll switch some man to man. I think they'll double some in the post. But they play different defensively than some of the other teams we play. Our big thing is, again, is taking care of the ball, you know, and finishing around the basket. If we're able to do that, we'll give ourselves a chance. And we got to defend the 3-point line. They do a really good job of sharing the ball.
Does it seem like Cornette's been playing since you've been coaching?
He's been around for a long time, you know, and that's the thing people don't give them enough credit for. They start 3 juniors and 2 seniors who have played a lot of games, so they're one of the most veteran teams in our league.